Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. How are you? I hope this Monday finds you well.
Good morning. It is Monday,
after all. It's, you know, just about the best time of the week. Monday morning at 5:45.
I agree. Yeah. Hey, am I crackling to you guys?
No, you sound fine. Why are you crackling?
Crystal clear.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I hear something, but it's me. No worries. Hi, how was your weekend?
It was the same as all the other weekends. And that's right. I forgot. We didn't see them much because they're 22 and they basically used our guest
talking about
to
Spencer.
Crash in. My cousin Tucker's son Spencer and his friend Jake came and stayed the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that my kid and we're not even we've been bigger TV watchers since this pandemic hit, but we're not huge TV watchers, and yet my kid sees State Farm signs anywhere and starts doing the Jake from State Farm commercial word for word.
I don't
Who
know
is
the
this?
Jake.
What are you wearing, Jake?
Oh. Yeah. You don't know that one?
Yeah, I do now. You mention it when the wife grabs the phone.
Yes, yeah. That's the one. She does that word for word. What are you wearing, Jake? It's so stupid. Sorry, but anyway.
No, that's funny.
That's every time. It's ass to you. It's so stupid. But it's very funny to hear a little girl repeat, "What are you wearing, Jake?" Do they ask you what you're wearing? So anyway.
Why would they ask that, Daddy? No reason. You'll know soon enough.
How are Jake
girl.
And Spence on their road trip?
They are just marvelous, I guess. I mean, they decided that this was the time to travel and, you know, told me, I think Wednesday night they texted John, or Spencer texted John and said, "Hey, can we stay with you?" I'm like, thank God we have someplace they can stay, because no, that's not happening. But, yeah. You know, they are doing their thing and, you know, I just was happy to see him. I love that kid. He's a grown man now. I shouldn't call him a kid.
Well, it doesn't matter. Yeah. But I think, you know, what's interesting about, heading into summer, I remember hearing, maybe it was Fauci or I don't know, someone here locally, but the whole, maybe the summer heat will, you know, really knock down this virus. And I guess it didn't really occur to everyone that the summer heat will make everyone go party.
Yeah.
Like, nice try on the whole, maybe the summer heat will, but in reality, what it did was send everyone running for the beach and the parks and everywhere else. And you can still see pictures. I know the picture I saw, someone had said in the news that Dolores Park in the city was frightening because of how packed it was.
Yeah.
And the public response to that was to show up in bigger numbers. Like, you just can't believe that was, but the picture.
People are done with it.
They're just, right, well,
they've just given up. Well, right, some of us aren't, and we're certainly no one is actually done with it because it's still happening, but people are done participating in the part where you don't give it to other people, right?
Right. Yeah, so I ran out yesterday just to, I was going to run out to a skateboard shop here locally to look for something for a friend, and there was a line. a line to get into the local skateboard shop. I went just
because they were limiting the number of people.
They were limiting the number of people going in. Yeah, all the businesses are actually they're doing a great job in that respect. But the idea that so many people are showing up from out of town that there's lines, like I'll be able to walk right in today, but this weekend everything had lines. So of course I went, I'm not going to wait in a line for the skateboard shop. So I'll go back today. But yeah, the beaches are packed. The parks are packed. And yes, Spencer is not alone in his, no. I'm out of here. I'm going to travel this
so
summer.
Showed up at Friday in the afternoon at some point, you know, and we met on the back porch, like sit down, have a beer. And we're like, okay, well, what are your plans tonight? And because we're not, this is it, you know, this is right. What we're doing. We're the old people that you hardly know. So he's like, oh, we're going to go to Fisherman's Wharf.
What?
I'm like, you know, and I don't want to say anything like Fisherman's Wharf. There's nice people that work there and I'm sure they're hungry for people to visit. And I said, oh, well, that'll be good. He goes, well, where else? Is there any place else?
Every place else.
I know. So I go,
sorry,
well,
my bad.
No, that's 100%. But the thing is, though, you know, that's what people have heard of and that's where they sure. want to go. And they're tourists and they want to do that. I said, well, you know, you could go to the Hate. And I'm thinking, but I'm like, I just don't know what's open, you guys. I don't know what you're going to be able to do. I'm trying to think of, like, things that would be cool for a 22-year-old. I'm like, I don't know. You could head to Union Square. I don't know, dude. Just
Union Square.
Wherever. I don't know. You know, I'm like, I don't know. What do you want to do? But I'm trying to think where there'll be anyone, right?
No, I know. You know what I would say? The first thing you'd say to someone from out of town is go see some shows. I bet there's tons of great bands in town. There's probably East Bay.
No.
You know, San Francisco, South Bay. There's probably great bands playing, but no, that's not happening right now.
No,
so. It's
not happening. So nothing's happening. So I'm like, fine, go to, you know. So we gave, like I said, you know, go cruise. You could go up to Twin. If there's nothing happening, you go to Twin Peaks. Nice view from there. You know, if you're in the Hate, you can go into Golden Gate Park. I don't know where you're going. It's nighttime and there's nothing happening. Turns out there's stuff happening.
Oh, I just told you. They're not. People are out in big numbers for
so
sure.
So they go to Fisherman's Wharf and it's a ghost town. Surprise, there's no tourism. People are not traveling, right? So there's no one there. Like, well, it looked cool, but like nothing was open and there was no one there. I'm like, surprise. So they found
Is this your impression of a 23-year-old boy from where is he from?
He's from like, I don't know, the East Coast. They've moved a few times. Florida to Delaware, whatever. So he's like, yeah, there was nothing happening. He goes, so we asked one of the guys there. He goes, oh, you should try Valencia Street. I'm like, oh, yeah? What's going on there?
Oh, right. They're doing the shut down
street,
cars.
Shut it down. And they had no trouble finding parking. Surprise in the city. And they went in and were like, oh, it's gone off. We had a great time. I'm like, oh, great. Leave it to a 22-year-old to find out where stuff is happening. So they had a great time. And then on Saturday, they took the e-bikes and were out of our hair all day. Yeah, they.
Oh, I see.
Took off and then that was it.
You should see how far you can ride on these e-bikes. Mm. Take all day.
And they did. They went to the Redwoods. They went over the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, my God. They rode from your house over the Golden Gate?
No, it's easy. There's a bike path that goes right to it. It's
sick.
Yeah. So and on e-bikes, there's no problem. Oh, a hill? Whatever. He's like, oh, the e-bikes are awesome, man. We're catching up with real bikers and passing them on the hill. I'm like, well, not surprising, man. It's got a motor. So, you know, an e-motor, whatever.
So we
saw them probably for a total of 35 minutes over the course of 2 days, and I hope they had a good time. Seemed like they did.
And, well, you were generous to offer. That's cool. Well, actually, you didn't offer, but it was
you know,
very
but
generous
I couldn't
of
family.
You to,
I'm not going to turn them away. You know. I would have, though, if we just had a guest room to offer, because no thanks. I'm not having people in my house. We're just not doing that. Plus, my son would have lost his mind. Oh, my God. That kid, you know, he is stern. There is no getting around that kid.
Well,
why are you going to do that? Why would you do that? What would be, you know, what do you think? What are some of the possible outcomes that could happen from that? I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, we're not doing it. Never mind. We're just gonna stay here, dear. Well, it's good.
He's doing a good job.
Sure. Oh, he really is. Yeah. Oh, the best. Super good job.
Well, that sounds like a good weekend. My weekend was all kids. My wife left on Saturday to go pick up my mom in L.A. and drive back here in our van with her dog, and so she loaded up the van and split Saturday. And, you know, I don't want to say she had the time of her life, but she was free and, you know.
Out on the open road.
Talked to all
wind
her
blowing I'm sure
in
her
she
hair.
Caught up with all her friends via telephone on, you know, the 6-8 hour drive. I'm sure she listened to podcasts and music. And meanwhile, I was just like, this is so hard. It's so incredibly hard that I finally know, you know, look, I do plenty of kid shifts, plenty, but I don't normally do entire days without help or breaks.
Right.
And I've always wondered why the hell at night, at 10 o'clock at night, or 9 o'clock, when everyone goes to sleep, she doesn't just go to bed. But now I know. I was like completely shell-shocked. And sat on the couch for 2.5 hours watching a replay of a Giants game. And I didn't even care. I just stared at it and just drooled on myself. Like, oh, my God, that was unbelievably difficult. It was so hard. I didn't go to bed till 12:30, and I was just glad for it. Like, right, well,
I can't believe you lasted that long. Well, Holy cow.
I just needed to sit there. Like, I couldn't. Right.
Decompression time. And then what time did they wake you up the next morning?
You know what? I've got the youngest can be a very good sleeper, and she slept. I put her to bed at 9, and she slept till 9.
Oh, so good. Mm.
Yep. So I got up, had some coffee. The older one was up before the younger one. Mm. But that's still, then we just started over. And I was like, man.
What time did Christina get back with your mom?
The family arrived like late afternoon around 3:30 or 4. So
they got up early and got on the road. And
Yeah, they got on the road and headed back. And that's, like I said, I just, as soon as they got home, I went to run an errand and realized, wow, the beach is packed today. Wow. Oh, right, it's Sunday and people don't care.
They don't care.
Well, so, and it's okay. I mean, look, I know better to go. Like, I believe me, to be alone with the kids under normal circumstances, I would have taken them to the beach.
Yeah.
Because action.
Kill the day. Sure.
That's where I thrive. Yeah. Sitting in the house or watching, you know, Frozen. I mean, we're on a Frozen and Moana kick right now with the young one that's just, just replay it. What? Replay it. Again. Oh, man.
I would have, I tell you, I actually admire your fortitude with kids because I was, you know, look, I had a girl who helped, a nanny, Susie, who's still we love. Like, she was awesome. And I was just not, you know, I was in bed before the kids went to bed, and I was gone from the house when they had to get. When it was my turn to like play with them or, you know, whatever it's called, babysit them. I don't know, parent them. I don't know. Like, I didn't have like go on the trampoline. I'll sit and watch you go. You know, just finding those things that weren't about TV are really hard. It's so much easier to just go, Mom needs a break. Here's a show. Like, that was
well,
I admire that you try not to.
they won't. Well, the thing for me is they won't. She won't. Especially the young one won't stay. If so, let's say I put on a show and just go. I got to go do some laundry. So watch a show. If I walk away, she follows me. So there isn't really. I have to actually sit there with her and watch. So there I am crying at the end of Frozen, going, God damn it! When do I stop crying for these shows? And I realized.
Do they watch you cry too?
Like, yes. Isla walked in and goes, are you crying again? And I'm just like, get out. I don't even want to hear it from you. It's hard enough that I'm watching Frozen 2 for the 50th time.
I'm crying, but not for the reason you think.
Well, actually, the truth is I think I'm just going to have to quit these shows once these kids are old enough for me to do that. And I'll probably do so gladly because.
Yes. Yeah.
I fall for it every time.
I miss it, though. I used to love the kid movies. I wish the kids would still watch them. Not the same ones over and over, but, like, there's so many good new... Like, I've never seen Moana. I'd love to see Moana.
It's hard to press play on that when you're alone and you're a grown-up, though.
I know that. Yeah, I just won't... I would love to watch it with my kids. Yeah.
You're 20-something kids.
I know. It's fast. It does go really fast.
Well,
they're good. They're interesting now, you know, like they have S going on. And
did they want to hang with Spence and his buddy, Jake, or were they like, absolutely
not? No, they came
not.
Out and sat on the porch and we all sat far apart. Like, you know, they obviously they're second cousins, but they know each other that we've vacationed with them in the past, in the olden days when people vacationed together and saw each other. And it was friendly enough. But absolutely not. Riley's not. Oh. He's like, no, I'm not doing that. And Sean did some 24-hour song contest thing. I don't know. Something that happens online.
Did he win?
No, or I don't know if it was like a win thing. It was just like a challenge. I don't know what it was exactly. And he wouldn't let me hear the song because that's, you know, here's a kid. I can hear him recording. I hear him singing. I hear him playing. You know, he basically, don't knock on my door. I'm going to be recording for the next 2 hours. You know, whatever. We know he's in there doing his thing. And he never lets me, you know, it's never like, hey, play us that song you were working on. You know, I know it's on SoundCloud or whatever. I'm sure he can access it like any kid can. And no, he's just not.
So it must be like.
Sucks.
It must be like something where they give you a subject and they say, write a song. Like, you can't. Obviously, if it's a contest and it's 24 hours, it must be, you need to write it in, right. Like, here's your subject.
They got to record it. They have to write it, record it, and have a finished product at the, or, you know, more or less finished product at the end. So he did that all weekend. So he just came out and said hi real quick and, you know, or maybe he made the whole thing up. I mean, I never got to hear the song and he just didn't want to see his cousins. I don't know.
Well, if you don't want to go with them and you're afraid they're going to try and, you know, railroad you into it,
right?
Maybe that's the move. They were asking
Riley, you know, where should they go and what should they do? And Riley's like, I don't do that. You know, I'm not looking for the hot spots. That ain't happening. I can tell you some places in Berkeley, but, you know, and he was just like, I can't believe, after they left, he's like, I just can't believe that they're on a road trip during all of this and that they're going out looking for whatever the hell they're looking for. I mean, what are boys looking for? You tell me.
Well, I kind of know, but I'll leave that. I mean, everybody has different needs. I know what mine were, but, you know.
Yeah. Beer and chips.
I don't know. Right. Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's...
And we had beer.
Darn,
here,
how'd you get it right? I don't get it.
Well, I've known you a long
First
time.
First try?
Yeah. If only we had chicks here, I'm sure they would have stayed. I'm the only chick, and I'm like an old lady with short hair and, you know, and sweatpants.
And you know, a hoodie.
I'm freezing. My hair's wet, so I'm sure.
Oh, you showered this morning?
I shower every morning now. With short hair, it's so easy. It's just, it's easier than, like, doing the whole face thing. I just hop in and woo! I like it. Plus, it wakes me up, you know? It's nice.
I don't disagree.
Yeah. What about Bryn and Nikki? You guys are very quiet.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Anything exciting happen at your house this weekend, Nick?
No.
Okay. What was that fondue? Did you do fondue? Was that you?
Yeah. We did a fondue thing because I was helping my cousin watching her kid on Friday, her baby girl, because they had to work and they're trying to arrange some type of help to help them because they're both working from home.
Of course they are.
And so
everybody.
Yeah.
Is.
So they called me to help. So I was. I was craving shrimp and I was like, let's make shrimp. And so we did fondue with the shrimp and then we were like, let's go more. And then we did chocolate.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was like.
So they have like a little fondue pot and mm-hmm. you just do the whatever the recipe is. You melt the cheese and.
Yeah. Well, we used like vegetable oil and red wine for the shrimp. And so that was like one pot. And then the next pot was just to melt the chocolate.
Oh, so the fondue is like super, it's just super hot.
Yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm. I always think of it as just being like a cheese or chocolate dip. But yeah. You're right. It's like you cook it in the hot oil.
Yeah, because we had, but then that wasn't working out. So then we just put the shrimp on the barbecue. But the chocolate came out great. So.
Well, it's chocolate.
You can't really screw that up.
Delicious. No. Mm-hmm.
Unless you burn it. I guess that would be the only way. Mm-hmm. What about you, Bryn?
Big doings. Same stuff. We talked over the weekend.
Yeah. Well, we Zoom, so.
That's right.
You guys Zoom over the weekend, too?
Well, Hooman was bugging us. Like,
we did it on Friday first, and then Saturday we went again with Hooman. You know, gotta have Hooman join.
Yeah, well, Hooman was, you know, he needs to. We were waiting for Hooman on Friday, and then he showed up after we were done. And then, on Friday, I was out by 9:30. Couldn't even stay up through the one show we're watching.
Yeah, I'm living the same life as Vinny for the most part.
It's hard, dude. So hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I know
under the child.
Bicycle. And so now she's actually good with on the training wheels, you know, so she can go on her own. Mm-hmm. She needs a nudge every now and then because she gets stuck in, I don't know, a little whatever. And she's like, Daddy, help. But she doesn't let me sit down because I'm like, you got this, honey. So I find a seat. I can relax. And she gets off the bike. She goes, Daddy, get up. Daddy, come on, get up. And
I'm like, participation part.
You got this. Don't trip.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not right being here. Able to leave them at the TV show and go do the laundry or make the bed that you need to do is infuriating because you realize I have to do all this stuff after. Like, there was no nap. I tried the nap thing.
Yeah.
I get like diamond. Is Cameron like what is that kid called?
We take it all, diamond Cameron.
Is Cameron napping or no?
She typically does for a good 2 hours a day, so that's a win.
2 hours.
Right. When we get that, we're stoked too. But when we don't, which I did not on Saturday, I was like, oh my god, longest day ever.
Yeah, I look on my little app. I'm like, where is she? Where's Anita at? But I know she's getting off. She must be hopping on the freeway soon. Okay, she's on the freeway. I've got 21
minutes. Oh, you track her? You know, find my friends. Is she coming home or what?
It's like a countdown. And then she's counting down the seconds.
You're tracking her and she's just circling the block. Like, I'm gonna go in pretty soon. All right, you're ready to go, guys?
Yep.
6:07 already. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.